You are good.
Great, thank you. All right, I'd like to call to order the regular meeting of the Board of Trustees of the Westmont Public Library on Tuesday, December 15th, 2020 at 7:02 p.m. We have determined that an in-person meeting is not practical or prudent because of the public health disaster declaration in Illinois. This virtual meeting is open to all and is also being recorded. And finally, in an effort to provide even greater transparency, all votes at this meeting will be taken as roll call votes. Roll call, please.
Trustee Carmichael?
Here.
Trustee Booth? Secretary Delano?
Here.
Vice President Martins?
Here.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Here.
Trustee Parikh? President Fichtel?
Here. And a Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag of the United States of America. To the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, on to the approval of the consent agenda, which includes the minutes of the regular board meeting of November 17th, 2020, the minutes of the Finance Committee meeting of November 17th, 2020, the communication log of December 2020, and the director's report of December 2020.
Move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
John and Annie, discussion? Roll call, please.
Trustee Booth? Trustee Carmichael?
Yes.
Secretary Delano?
Yes.
Vice President Martins?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
Trustee Parikh? President Fichtel?
Yes.
Five ayes, two absent, motion passes.
On to open forum. Hello, Spencer. Nice to see you. I don't think there's anyone else watching or lingering or any questions received or comments we have to address. No? Okay. On to board in the order I see you, Elaine.
Do we have to say Merry Christmas now?
I'll reserve time at the end just in case.
Okay. Okay. I am very impressed with everything that the staff is continuing to do, even with the closure and how they're making everything work.
Thank you. Yeah, I think we were definitely more prepared this time than when it kind of hit us in March. So yeah, I think definitely we were more prepared. We're more busy, and staff, I agree with you, have done an excellent job with it. So thank you. I make sure I always pass on the board's compliments and or just comments to them. So
who's next? Annie.
I just wanted to echo what Elaine said. From a patron point of view, I mean, it's just, you know, it's understandable that it has to be closed, but it's just so appreciated that we still have access to all the materials and that it's just so easy to get what we need and everything. So thank you.
John?
I will echo Elaine and Annie. Other than that, nothing.
Okay. I have lost Carrie on my screen. I don't know if he's gone for good, but we're down to four, so nobody else can drop out of here. So keep your computers working for the rest of our meetings. let's see, Director.
Yes, so a few things to just add, update you on. Obviously, I'm sure most of you have heard that the governor extended the Tier 3 mitigation until January 9th. I think that's almost, if not exactly, 2 weeks after Christmas. So I'm sure that was very strategically planned just to see how how people deal with the holidays and what that, if there's another surge. So as you know, we're in curbside. And as I reported last week, the numbers for pickups and circulation are up. So that's up from the spring. And it kind of ebbs and flows, but there have been some days that I'm really shocked at the circ that it's higher than even most days that we were open. So I've completely stopped trying to figure out the hows and why of any statistics related to 2020. So we're just happy about it. You know, overwhelmingly positive feedback from patrons. And I think to the boards, to a few of what you've said already to that point, we were so much better prepared this time. So I know the curbside bundles and the take and makes for both, especially for youth, but also for adult staff were really, they literally hit the ground running with those as soon as we went back to curbside. And both of those have been extremely popular. So staff are getting a lot of those curbside bundle requests on a daily basis, and it's keeping staff busy in-house. We're also having a lot of folks that walk up to the building and just ask if we have something on the shelf or a few items on the shelf. And so we just run in and we all, make that happen. So, and it's really quite fun. I enjoy when I'm assigned to the curbside runner position. So keeps you on your toes. So, and then also the computer lab, though our residents who do have access, and it's only 5 at any given time and it's limited to an hour a day, have been very appreciative of that, as well as the scanner fax machine. And so what has surprised me is I was a little worried, we don't have in-person service in the lab, just because we're all, especially with another service point, kind of locked into different areas. But we know from experience when a staff member goes back there, they can be back there for quite a while. And so for exposure sake, we were trying to limit that, but adult services has been remoting in to computers if people have questions. And I've been shocked at how well that's worked. Even just yesterday when I was working, a patron was having problems printing and Holly's like, oh, I got it. I'm remoting in. And she literally just showed the patron on the screen how you select color. So that's really worked out well. So I think the patrons have appreciated that as well. So, and then on the staff side, we have, as you know, just a continual rotation of folks who are on the quarantine list, and we get someone off of it and then someone else gets back on it. So, so far, knock on wood, it's been manageable. It hasn't been overwhelmingly, at any given time, a lot of folks on that list. So we've still been able to keep our staffing levels where they need to be. Also, obviously, you would have been informed, but no positives on staff. And so that's, we're knocking on wood. I think we're one of the few, probably organizations, but especially public libraries that I know of that haven't yet. So that's great. Staff really wanted to keep to the two-team model. So we've been able to do that for the most part. There's some days, especially Sunday, but because there's only so limited number of staff in the building, usually on Sundays it's 4 of us and we're completely different areas of the building. So we feel pretty good about we're keeping to that team model. So if anything happens, that works, and staff are very comfortable with that model. So, excuse me. And then I keep in continual contact with the area directors. So we all spoke we didn't speak in person, but via email last week, I think it was the end of last week, about, plans and tier 3. And so all of those in the immediate area went back to curbside, which is all of the libraries surrounding us in Swan, have done it with, except for Indian Prairie. They are allowing their residents appointments to browse. All the rest of us went back to curbside, and everyone is planning to stay with the model that they have now, which is basically our model, through tier 3. So through, January. And I think that just makes sense with the numbers being what they are and holidays coming up. So, but if you hear anything from residents, please share that with us. We're more than happy to take, receive that feedback. If there's anything, excuse me, that we can be doing, we'd be happy to hear that and consider it. So fortunately, our residents are not shy about reaching out, which is a good thing. So we do hear from them and we do our best. So, and then lastly, the only thing I just wanted to mention for those of you who your term is up, and if you are rerunning, the village is accepting those packets. I think it opened as of yesterday, which is 14th, and that goes through the 21st. So I just wanted to remind everyone of that. And that, I believe, is my report for tonight.
Thank you. Any questions or comments for Julia? Brittany, anything?
Yeah, I have a couple of things. So Julia kind of touched on it, but obviously curbside bundles are doing great. We've really worked on marketing them to both youth and adult. They're working a little bit differently in both departments. Adult is seeing a lot of the form being submitted and then working with those patrons through that form, where youth is seeing a lot of interactions via phone or email where librarians are talking through with parents about selections for their kids. So it's great to see it work so differently for both departments, but working out so well. So the one thing we're really thinking about now is once we start to plan one day when we're reopening, how do we continue to market those and make those available to patrons and make sure patrons know that even if our buildings are open, they can still do this kind of one-on-one service with our librarians. Westmont Reads has begun. Today was the first day. So this year's theme is, one community, many voices. And so it is a program on Beanstack like we did for the summer learning program. Basically, if you read one book, you kind of have completed the program and then you get additional entries for every other book or activity. So really the thought behind it is to kind of go outside, your reading zone and to really explore the different voices around Westmont and the different voices within communities and within authors and storylines and really get to explore. Our librarians have made various reading lists to help patrons figure out what they would like to read. So this goes through February 15th. And lastly, Carrie and Marcy have been working on an online library card application. We do have the Swan application that they launched at the beginning of the pandemic, but unfortunately due to COPA laws, that can't be used for anyone under the age of 13. Plus we really wanted our own internal application so that moving forward, our patrons can apply for their card online if they don't want to visit us or if they, for some reason, can't at the moment. So that is officially live on our webpage. So we're excited to start promoting that, especially while we're closed. We were doing it. It was just kind of, we were working with patrons through email, but now we actually have a form on our website that they fill out. Marcy and I will just verify their information and then we'll be mailing out their cards. So it's kind of a one-stop shop. You don't even have to visit us to get that. So we're working on a flyer to kind of go with that library card so that they know what we have to offer. But we're excited. That's it. Carrie worked really hard on the website and Mercy and Aaron worked on all the wording for that. And that's it.
Thank you, Brittany. Any questions, comments? Julie, anything?
No.
That's a lot of
all of that. All of that unmuted so I could say no. Yeah. That's people right. Moving around, they make noise.
Okay. Then on to additions and deletions.
I move we include the additions and deletions with their bills and salaries.
Second. Elaine and John. Discussion. Roll call, please.
Trustee Booth. Trustee Carmichael.
Yes.
Secretary Delano.
Yes.
Vice President Martins.
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor.
Yes.
Trustee Parikh. President Fichtel.
Yes.
Five ayes, zero nays,
two absent. Motion passes.
On to the treasurer's report.
Move to file a treasurer's report for audit.
Second.
Carrie and Annie, discussion. Roll call, please.
Trustee Booth? Trustee Carmichael?
Yes.
Secretary Delano?
Yes.
Vice President Martins?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
Trustee Parikh? President Fichtel?
Yes.
Five ayes, zero nays, two absent. Motion passes.
And the treasurer's report is filed for audit. On to bills and salaries.
Move to approve bills and salaries.
Second.
Annie and Elaine, discussion. Roll call, please.
Trustee Booth? Trustee Carmichael?
Yes.
Secretary Delano?
Yes.
Vice President Martins?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
Trustee Parikh? President Fichtel?
Yes.
Five ayes, zero nays, two absent. Motion passes.
Thank you. On to unfinished business, but we have none. So new business, item A, board to discuss the process for the director's annual review.
So my review typically takes place in February. And so December is typically the month that you all discuss the process that you want to follow for that. And typically you solicit staff feedback via some sort of survey, questionnaire. And so when we kind of look at the timeline of that, we get that out to them in January so that they have time to fill that out. The board has time to receive that information, digest it, and then turn around and provide me with feedback. So that's why we start the conversation now, just to get that piece of it. And then also, if there's anything that you would like from me, I mean, you can tell me later as well, but anything different from me. I know Carrie always likes the what didn't go as planned in 2020, which is going to be a lot of fun to respond to.
I think it might actually just be 2020 and you're done.
I think it would be actually a lot harder to say what did go to plan in 2020. But so if there's anything additional, and like I said, you can also give that information to me further down the road. But
I always like that summary that you do of your the goals that you set and how you know what you've achieved for the year. That's always very helpful.
Absolutely. I can do that. I know I talked to Jason. Some of those goals didn't happen this year just because there were some circumstances of COVID. But yes, I will absolutely respond to those and give you an overall summary and a write-up for sure.
Our real question, I guess, then is whether our dear strong secretary wants to undertake this task yet again, or whether we should offer it to someone else.
Probably Heather and Rajesh, I think.
Exactly.
It's just my idea. I don't know. I just thought of that like right now. No, honestly, I have no problem doing it again. At this point, it's really not so bad after we've streamlined the process. And I don't see any reason we can't do the same thing as we've done in the past. Most years I get like one handwritten submission. If that happens again, I don't see any reason. I mean, Brittany can chime in. Usually those get filtered through Brittany to me. Even if that person, or I don't know if it's the same person or whatever, that just likes to handwrite it. But you know, if we get another handwritten submission or two, it seems like it would be fine to still just pass along the envelope and get it to me. As we always have. So I don't see any reason to change the process and it seems fine. So I have no problem doing it.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Is that all you need for now, Julia? We can always fill you in on other requests, I suppose.
I'm sorry, what was that?
If you need anything else from us tonight or if we're on the right track.
No, No, that was it. I just wanted to make sure that that was overall what everyone wanted to do. And then I think it's from here. I think Annie usually works with Brittany.
Yeah, I just have to go back and revisit what the old schedule is, or also what I usually backtrack from the February meeting to, you know, figure out when I need to get it done. But it's not usually a problem, especially when we talk about it in December. So there's plenty of time.
Yeah. And if there's any different questions, you know, that you wanted to ask folks, I think you've done so much work over the years kind of getting to the crux of what you want to know from people. But I suppose that could also, if anyone here feels like they want to revisit that, you guys could all do that as well.
Yeah, I'd have to take another look at it. I know sometimes there's some stuff in there about professional development, and I know this year was kind of wonky for that, but I don't know. It, you know, it depends on how it's worded, and some of it, and I feel this way about Julia, like the stuff that you're going to write also is like, we're not expecting that everyone's going to say, oh, I went to these conferences. Like, we know what the situation was. And so, you know, unless there's something that really jumps out at us when we look at the thing, I don't see that we probably need to make changes, but I haven't looked at it since last year.
Yeah. So I guess if what we wanted to do, I mean, and I'm just throwing this out there, but Annie, if you want to look at them, and then if you think that, you know, they don't make sense, you could send them individually to the other trustees and something along those lines, not to put more work on you.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine. I'll take a look at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I had this, sorry, just continuation thought about what you were saying about some of your goals and maybe didn't get it accomplished. You know, I hope that none that you like, that you would, it's not something you would like feel bad that you didn't get to this year, but I guess part of what I would be interested in is if it was like a project-based goal, like, is that something we want to tackle? Is it still something that's applicable? Like, you want to do it, it didn't happen this year, but we should do it next year because it's still a good idea, or, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I can definitely address that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some, you know, I talked to Jason about one, which I think was a big one, which is the strategic plan we were planning to revisit, which, you know, I just don't, the timing of like asking our residents what they want from their public library, you know, in 2020 was probably not super ideal. So, so I can address like kind of the specifics of some of those and then how we can move forward with those.
Yeah. No, I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
And can your report to the board be done via TikTok this year? I'd like to see something viral started, I think. So.
I could probably recruit my 12-year-old niece to interpret. Maybe she could do like interpretive dance of my my responses.
We need to be entertained. This year's been so horrible. We need entertainment in 2021.
I hear ya.
All right, great. So unless there's a big call for an executive session, Elaine, here's your chance.
Merry Christmas.
She wasn't even sure.
I know.
Am I supposed to close the meeting or move to adjourn or?
Well, before we get cut off. So I just want to make sure we all say happy holidays, yes. Stay safe, be well. Right.
Christmas.
Yes, be safe, everybody.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
I'm looking for the day that we can all sit across the table from each other again.
Yes.
I know. Me too.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Then. Elaine, would you also like to move to adjourn?
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
And John is our second. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Trustee Booth? Trustee Carmichael?
Yes.
Secretary Delano?
Yes.
Vice President Martins?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
Trustee Parikh? President Fichtel.
Yes.
5 ayes, 0 nays, 2 absent, motion passes.
And we are adjourned at 7:26 p.m. Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.